This is KCUR. This spring, Kansas students will take a new standardized test aligned to the nationally crafted Common Core standards. This test is for Kansas kids only. That's because last year, Kansas dropped a plan to use the same test as 20 other states and is designing its own exam. As part of our week-long education series, KCUR's Ellie Moxley previews the new exam in development at the University of Kansas.
All right, so kassessments.org is where you're going to find everything that we're working on.
At her office in Lawrence, Marianne Perry pulls up the testing engine Kansas teachers and their students are about to become very, very familiar with.
Math will be about 3 hours long and ELA will be about 4 hours long.
Perry, the director of the Center for Education Testing and Evaluation, says it's not the longest standardized test Kansas students have ever taken. But it is the longest test the state has given since switching in 2010 to the Common Core, known here as the Kansas College and Career Ready Standards.
So this is KITE. And so I'm gonna...
That's short for the Kansas Interactive Testing Engine. Kansas was going to take a Common Core test called Smarter Balanced. It's what kids in Missouri and other states will take in the spring. But last year, Kansas dropped out of the testing group, signing a contract with Perry's team instead. She shows me the math test they're working on right now.
So here's an example of an item that has a chart with how many miles Margaret ran each day for 3 days. And they asked the student, this is an elementary school student, to order the days from the shortest distance to the longest distance.
Perry calls it an ordering item because there are two things that make this test different. The first is the more rigorous content. The second is the type of questions kids will be asked to answer.
You literally drag the days across and you can change the order of the days.
Picking something up with your pointer and you're moving it to another part on the screen. Is that different than how standardized tests have been given online in the past?
Absolutely. Up until now, we've pretty much just been clicking a button.
Part of the Center for Education Testing and Evaluation's contract with the state includes making sure these new kinds of test questions are really better for students. That is, researching whether kids learn more if they take tests built like this instead of multiple-choice bubble tests. So far, the research Perry is doing says yes.
They like it better. It captures their attention more. It feels like something they do in their day-to-day lives. I mean, these kids are growing up so electronically advanced.
I wasn't sure if I believe Perry when she said kids would like any test better. But I'm not qualified to conduct a research study. So I did the next best thing. I borrowed my coworker's niece and made her take the practice test Perry showed me.
So, you know, you'll have to take a test at the end of the spring. And
we take tests on the computer all the time.
Meet Akita. She's 9, a third grader in Kansas City, Kansas public schools, and a really, really good sport because the test I give her is mostly stuff she'll learn later this year.
Less than equals?
Uh-huh.
You want to give this one a stab?
In first grade, I learned that the alligator, like this, goes towards the 2 and the 4 because it's bigger, and the alligator wants to eat the bigger one.
Akita nails it. I ask her if her classmates like the computer test they take all the time.
Some do, some don't, but I do.
What do you like about it?
After, if you do a good job, you get to play ABC on the computer.
There you have it. Learning can be fun. But there's a lot riding on kids such as Akita who will be taking Common Core exams for the first time. Their schools and their teachers will be judged on how well they do on these tests. And as one of the handful of states that's decided to write its own test, Kansas will be judged too. Michael Cohen is the director of Achieve, a national nonprofit that helped develop the Common Core and now helps states with standards and assessments.
This is a big, bold new step. We always expected that the numbers would bounce around, and they are.
Kansas is one of about a half dozen states that are keeping the standards but writing their own tests. Other states are buying third-party tests rather than use one of the two national consortia tests. And Cohen says that dilutes the goal a little bit.
With 12 tests rather than 2, it will be harder to compare results across states. It will be harder for families that move from state to state to really know where their student stands.
Here in the metro, it would be nice to be able to compare Kansas students to Missouri students. But that's not a particular concern to Perry, who tells me Kansas education officials want a test that measures what kids are learning, not how they compare to their peers.
Here in Kansas, everything needs to be transparent. So I think it is important to think about how tests are developed.
And that's why everything Perry's team is doing is online and available for Kansas parents to check out. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.